way. Which brings me to some final remarks about what this all means. If the experiences that have been related here about the UFO and about abductions and all that are real, if we really are being visited by beings, some of whom have a rather dim view of the Constitution, and if the numbers are supportable by what Jacques Vallée was doing in his statistics, which is not to say there are millions of landings, what those numbers are really saying was that if they were random, there would have to be millions, but since there can't in anybody's cosmology be millions, it means the landings are not random. The abductions, the encounters, and all that are directed specifically toward the people who are having experiences, which is another way of saying the same thing that has been said by other people here. If that's true, it means we're the focal point of intense interest on the part of not just one group, but if you read the literature, several groups. And this, among all things, has bothered me and other scientists for many, many years.
So that they can, so that our computers can be closer to us and easier to use and not so unwieldy.
I stepped through the flap of Gindu's tent and out into the moonlight. Nirvana, the nexus where love meets death. I passed workmen banging stakes into the ground and stopped before the cages of the wild animals. Then I strolled down to the sea. A few clowns were performing flips, handsprings, pinwheels, and somersaults at the water's edge. Then, suddenly, an explosion. And when the smoke cleared, there was nothing left but pointy hats, nimbuses of red hair, rubber noses, pairs of overalls with tiny suspenders, and oversized shoes, scattered everywhere. I stood there, grasping my chest, afraid I'd have a heart attack.
Reuters. I mean,
oh boy, what about those phone calls I just made overseas?
Exactly. So, I mean, the way that the language is drafted, you know, if you go in and you say, let's rely on that, but we always know that, of course, there's good intent here and we want to really use these laws to stop the bad guys. But the protections are put in there to ensure that the government doesn't have the ability to abuse the powers that it is given. That's why we have the court oversight. That's the purpose of having a checks and balances system. And I think there's a history in this country, whether it was, you know, spying on Martin Luther King, and the kind of, you know, infiltration of domestic political groups that we had in the 50s, 60s, even 70s, or even more recently, there was a recent report, and this was just prior to 9/11, in Denver, Colorado, that the police had something over 3,000 illegal files on peaceful protest groups.
his eyes choose. Scattered everywhere.
Sorry, George.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
I was just trying to,
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
Well, I'm sure you do it very well.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you'll never get the chance to find out.
I stood there, grasping my chest, afraid I'd have a heart attack.
Each opportunity to be here with you, to explore and work with you, and to love with you, each opportunity is such a pleasure, truly a joy. Each chance to love you, and love you we do.
Jump to the most extreme answer, then we can work back from that.
Past lives, and I think it's very possible that we have been all of these species at one time or another, or at least a good number of them. Basically say, we want all this evidence put in. And it's pretty hard to defend yourself in a fair trial if you don't know what the evidence is against you.
American eagle. It's diabolical.
Each chance to love you.
Hypnotic regressionist, and she was doing a video on the abduction phenomenon, and I'll call it that because most people don't resonate with contact experiences or whatever. But she asked me if she could regress me on video, and I told her that I had this unusual feeling of communion with the reptilian species, and if we could address that issue, that I would be more than happy to spend my evening being regressed.
Now, a lot of people, the first time you were on, probably doubted or scoffed at your story. I mean, sexual relationship with a lizard, for heaven's sakes.
I had a lot of letters that ridiculed me, but I probably the ultimate insult for men. And I remember men being very upset by the things I said, and believe me, I love men.
Well, the only part of what you said that tended to
every state bordering the Reich lived ancient German-speaking communities. Each one now became a pretext for Nazi intervention. Austria was first. But as the Greater Reich grew to contain more Germans, it also expanded to absorb more Jews. They were dealt with swiftly. The process of humiliation, expropriation and terror, which had taken 5 years to develop in Germany, was unleashed in days and weeks. There were protests, as there had been from the very beginning. Mayor LaGuardia had proclaimed,
"I'm here this evening to join with my fellow New Yorkers in a great protest, not against the German people, but against the present German government."
But all voices of protest were buried. The 30s were a time of depression, political violence, and outright armed conflict. Far from being the most civilized of centuries, the 20th had begun to reveal the terrifying effects of new technologies. Wars raged around the globe, from China and Ethiopia to Spain. To contain the flood of war, Germany's neighbors developed a policy of appeasement. After Austria, Germany wanted and was given the German-speaking area of Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia was dismembered. In such a world, it is not surprising that the Jews were being left to their fate. In the courts and on the street, the Jews were constantly threatened. On November the 9th, 1938, Goebbels turned out the brown shirts for an orgy of burning and looting. Kristallnacht, the night of breaking glass. Every synagogue in Germany was attacked by the Nazis. 91 Jews died.
I stood there for maybe half an hour. There was not one attempt to put out the fire in the synagogue. My father was not there. He came back late that morning. He was in bad shape. We talked together, what's going to happen now? And one thing he did and he suggested, he says, we got to get you out.
The truth was unambiguously clear after Kristallnacht. The Nazis had legally written the Jews out of society. Now they would physically expel them from the Reich.
Our joy leaps and soars. Our pleasure, our joy leaps and soars to loftier heights. And when being with you and loving you includes working magic with you. Oh, my. The pleasure and joy become sacred, become without description, become ineffable. Tonight you gather, tonight you come to work a particular magic, a unique magic, a magic of divine union.
Is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.live365.com/preferred member. This station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.live365.com/preferred member. This station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.live365.com/preferred member. This station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.live365.com/preferred member. This station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.live365.com/preferred member. This station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to
find a oneness with God, Goddess, all that is, with God, with Goddess, with all that is.
Well, in the next few years, we've already, every month we're announcing a new gene that they've isolated. What the public doesn't know is that every time one of these genes is identified, the breast cancer gene, the cystic fibrosis gene, etc., it immediately becomes a patented invention, intellectual property controlled by a life science company. That means invention. That means that unless
man was when you said that actually reptilian sex was better than human male sex.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed, the master race Frankenstein radio controls, the Brain Thoughts broadcasting radio, the EyeSight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the Threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls.
Die, arrogant Earth! your fate.
However, the threat of war hovered over everything. In 1939,
Ash preferred member. Station is only available to preferred members.
That computing is digital and happens in silicon chips.
One of these genes is identified, the breast cancer gene, the cystic fibrosis gene, etc.
In 1939, Man Ray would return to a Paris fearful of the conflict to come. However, the threat of war hovered over everything.
Hound, well, the words cannot contain it, cannot convey it. Our pleasure, our joy. Rush, bubbling up, ebullient. Great love.
Welcome.
Oh, yes, dear one. Welcome. Tonight, as our journey together, as our time of working magic together begins, as this quest for the magic of divine union begins, we ask that you relax, that you sit back, that you listen. Even as your fingers twitch to to take notes, or to commit, at least to commit words to paper. Resist the temptation, at least for a while. Honor. Honor a more real part of you who seeks to change magically, mysteriously, and yes, to change mystically this night. Honor that part of you who not only seeks to change, but seeks through experience. To explore, to discover this that is a magic of divine union.
To go, Mom, as Mom goes back to school. To
get it. And that's what you need in the White House, my friends.
And health care to follow you from one job to the next. That's the truth.
A showcase of how to create jobs.
Country that could not pass a cloning restriction. It's just shameful, really. And that's because the biotech industry was such a powerful lobby here in Washington, they were able to defeat the legislation to ban cloning.
relative to gonzo sociology, the way that we...
Oh, gonzo sociology. Yeah. My gonzo sociology phase, yes.
Yes.
I remember that.
And mm-hmm. also answering to Robert's androphobia phase.
Oh, right.
I'm curious to have any updates or reports on that, because that was the last tape that we actually did.
Oh, that's right. We did that in L.A. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. But there is an impact about these political opinions in a certain fashion. You know, women look to women for what to think about various things, and that was interesting.
Well, I'll tell you, somebody just asked me, Heather over there just asked me if... When she was looking at the book of the breast, she said, sometimes people say your husband is sexist. What do you say to that? And I said, well, I think he is sometimes, and I think I am too. And we all have stereotypes, for God's sake. You don't let them rule your life. But, you know, to be perfectly correct at all times is just impossible. And I feel very much that, although I was heavily involved in the early days of the women's movement, that some aspects of it have gone really badly astray, and I feel very alienated from much of it. But human beings come in three flavors, men, women, children. I mean, you can divide the race up in a lot of ways, but that's one way. You can divide it up, men, women, and children. And if any one of those three hates the other two, you are in deep doo-doo. You are really in bad shape. You've got to come to terms with the fact that we are these three kinds of people. And working it through, working it out, is part of what life is all about. And it's fun, too. I mean, it isn't all heavy. You can lighten up a little bit. I think some of the worst... aspects of the women's movement gone astray have been the somber, humorless, totally leaden, flat-footed approach to human life. And I just can't live that way. I mean, I think I'm pretty absurd, and I think everybody else is too. At times, not always, but you know, every second Tuesday.
Some of the lighter parts of that book. What must make you chuckle of the new book?
Oh, well, I wrote a review of a book on grantsmanship, which I thought was kind of funny. How to get a grant. While you're out, get me a grant.
Use them balling out. We hear they get a use them balling out. Well, use them balling out.
Wicked dub plate there. Nathamila doing it.
The fight she has with her mother, and the mother eventually dies, and the young girl regrets it for the rest of her life. You know, it's melodramatic, it's bombastic, it's pathetic, you know, all of the adjectives, yet it has a sort of a strange resonance.
My gosh, well, let's see if the actual song can live up to your introduction of it, the Shangri-Las. Here we go.
'Cause you can never go home anymore. Listen, does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning, go to school every day, spend your nights on the corner, just passing time away. Your life is so lonely, like a child without a toy. Then a miracle, a boy.
Rumor has it that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys loved this as his favorite single, and helped inspire him to do Pet Sounds, which of course is the first rock concept album. I think there's a direct line of descent from these sort of mini pop wall of sound operas to the, you know, concept albums and progressive rock. And this record, particularly with the manipulation of dynamics and things like this, is sort of the blueprint for to Stairway to Heaven, I think, too.
Hush, baby,
Chicago Public Radio.
14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday.
One number is the shade of another. Color is the number of seeing. Music is the number of hearing. We build temples of number. We build cities of number. We build worlds of number. We forget ourselves in the contemplation of numbers. This is the highest degree of enjoyment granted to us.
So our extraordinariness, for some reason, which the UFO phenomenon is screaming, is backed up by the extraordinariness that this phenomenon is telling us.
Than just digital logic. And up until now, we haven't had to worry about that because the performance of computers has been improving. But that's ending. The world itself, nature, is a very powerful computer. Back from that, we have this notion that computing is digital and happens in silicon chips.
Part of you who seeks the rapture.
Thank you.
of being one with God, Goddess, all that is. God with Goddess, being one. That part of you who not only seeks to change but seeks through experience to explore, to discover this that is the magic of divine union. That part of you who seeks the rapture of being one with God, Goddess, all that is, with God, with Goddess, being one with all that is. That part of you
physics coming through the holes for you. Gary Geiserman right here doing the wrangling. Stream 475, give or take. Gary at newmetaphysics.com and the digital side. As long as we have some digital side. Clock's running. One thing nice about time is it allows us to each feel each other a little bit. Touching the same space at the same time kind of thing. Not always like that. Not always. Of course, you'd have to be thinking about such things to feel those things as you're thinking about them. It's not very popular today. I mean, you don't see much of it on TV. waiting for the digital doctor to swag on home. Take that black bag with him. With the tools of painful ignorance. The digital days can seem like years. Translating everything through a mesh. With refraction. Simulation. And not the good kind either. That's what happens when a virtually completely inductive system is running things. Kind of got out of hand there. Back in the cave when they Descartesianly created science for us, you know, back when we were little kids, and we turned our heads for a moment. Since then, the clock's been ticking. Not the good kind. And here we are today. Hours, years. Seconds can be worst of all. Cloning up close, and it's personal by definition. We'll get through the muck, the mire. The jackbooted kind of field theory across the great ocean. Get to a better system for you and me. I hear it now. Well, don't you, punk? That's what it's for.
They really deserved it.
The most bitter thing I've written in years. The most negative, hostile, Swiftian, vicious satire. But that's the way the Tufflers make me feel.
And I pointed them out to you.
Arlen called my attention.
I found the quote from them.
This fantastic orchestration, they called it. They rhapsodized about it like D.H. Lawrence writing about a good orgasm. I found the whole thing absolutely sickening. And so I think I wrote a really funny satire on them.
Yes.
And it turns out 2 years later or 3 years later, they're the favorite futurists of guess who? Newt Gingrich.
Oh.
Thank you. New statistical method used to test the construction of the K-34 determiner proved its analogy to the J-20 series.
Changeable, alterable, mutable, variable, versatile, mobile, movable, fluctuate, undulate, flicker, flutter, pulsate. Vibrate, alternate,
skulls of white pedigree males. Visible Frankenstein controls the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop.
Emerge from the rapture. Somewhere beyond your current level of awareness and understanding, even somewhere beyond your current knowing of love, to truly know and to live. To live love. Thank you.
what they hoped would be a better life.
The news was all over Polotsk that my mother had a steamer ticket for America. Everyone wanted to handle the ticket. How much did it cost? Was it sure that we could get kosher food on the ship? Oh, she must take all the feather beds. Feather beds are scarce in America. In America, they sleep on hard mattresses, even in the winter.
Not that the fact is, as I've said before, that you know, that Escobar and I had the courage to be bad. It's that people didn't have the courage to be good or to care about their kids.
Right.
And that's basically what it boils down to. You can't fix it.
Right.
You know, it's not that the fact is, as I've said before, that you know, that Escobar and I had the courage to be bad. It's that people didn't have the courage to be good or to care about their kids.
Right.
And that's basically what it boils down to. And I think, you know, you did portray it in the movie. It's there. And if people can't grasp it, then they don't want to.
Yeah. But where were the Jews to go? In 1938, the world was still suffering from depression and high unemployment. It was a world of visas, immigration quotas, and affidavits.
There was a family, a non-Jewish family, living in Wilmington, Delaware, who had offered an affidavit for myself to get out. That affidavit, unfortunately, had a number next to it. That number was somewhere 18,000.
Archie Bell and the Drills. What the hell is a drill? We have to go down to Houston, Texas, to find that out. That's where they were from, right? Hi, this is Archie Bell and the Drills, Houston, Texas. In Houston, we not only sing, but we dance just as we walk. In Houston, we got a new dance called the what? Okay, come on, Dan. This is the music tighten up with. Okay, first you tighten up on the drums, then the drum come in. Then tighten up on the bass. Bass line come in. It was wicked. How'd it go? Come on.
We must bring you back to the land of the living. That is why I have arranged this meeting. Come into the laboratory.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all.
Now with integration. integration full and complete, you can realize at all levels that you can read much faster than ever before. You now read and comprehend in sentences instead of words, and you read and comprehend in paragraphs instead of sentences. And yes, you now read and comprehend in pages instead of paragraphs, becoming much faster and faster, more and more efficient every time you read. Every book, every article, and every lesson that you read, you become better and faster. And you feel great because you are realizing a part of your potential that you have not realized before. As you scan the pages, you retain these words. You have adopted the physiology of a speed reader. You sit up straight. You read with intention. Your eyes move rapidly over the text. You easily absorb the context of the written material. And as your nap time draws to an end, you awaken in school as a young child learning to read. As you look at the pictures in the book and see the big man with lightning-like speed, you absorb the photo in the sense and immediately turn the page.
Now make it mellow. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I couldn't dance too good, but I could get off in the privacy of myself. You know? Come on. And to the right.
Truly, live love, a divine love. So as this quest begins, allow yourself to sit back, allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to listen. There'll be ample about which to take notes, but to allow yourself to sit back, to relax, and listen.
Easy, easy. There you go.
Everybody say that. But don't you get me. Come on. To the rapper, the singer. Now make it mellow. Well, y'all quit on me? You let them take your tighten up from you? Huh? Huh? People don't ever let nobody take your tighten up from you. It's a very... It's a very precious thing. Oh, yeah, we had another pop group back in 1966 that I forgot about. We had the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And now I'm sitting up here, I don't feel like defending nothing. I look out my window sometimes, I don't even know where I am. I could be in Connecticut, San Francisco. They say it's only 10 hours from here to Vietnam. I could be over there running through the jungle with Creedence Clearwater Revival and on it.
But in fact, the world itself, nature, is a very powerful computer. It knows much more about computation than just digital logic.
I mean, none of us really know at any given time where the hell we are. You don't know where the hell you are right now, do you?
Fixed up, all right? Okay. Guys, you want to give me a hand here? Come on.
Take the left side! Take the left side! Got a bad one! Come on, man!
Father, and to the Son,
and the Lord,
the Holy Spirit.
You see what I'm seeing?
Is now, and ever shall be, without end. Amen.
Crazy fools, the Irish. You should know.
Smoke through the window. Let's go.
Morning, sir. What's your name, trooper?
What?
Sergeant Farnsworth from 8th Company, 501st. I'm here and I'm supposed to tell you that we got it clear from here all the way to the north of them crowds, sir.
We'll tell your CO 506 arrived in force and secured all positions south of you.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him. Come on, Batboy, let's go.
Lieutenant Winters.
Yes, sir.
Is it safe to cross now?
What's that, sir?
Is it safe to cross? We want to move the wounded.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You don't know if you're living or dead, sitting up here in like a void, like a dream state. More than likely, we're sitting up here in a police state.
Never have enough time.
I can't even read the clock.
Not enough time, baby, for all the things I want to do.
Yeah.
All the things I want you to do.
I'll make time, honey.
Thank you.
because the performance of computers has been improving. But that's ending not too far in the future, around 2010 or so. Just digital logic. Where the size of a transistor on a chip shrinks down to a single atom. Memory cell has a single electron.
Yes, we say it again. Welcome.
Was about the man walking along the street at night, Moscow. Soviet soldier called to him to halt. He started to run. The soldier shot him. Another man said, "Why did you do that?" Well, he said, "Curfew." Well, he said, "It isn't curfew yet." He said, "I know. He's a friend of mine. I know where he lives. He couldn't have made it."
Created more jobs in recent years than most states. You've done is destroy jobs just as they cost them.
Unspoken differences. That is, you can say to your husband here, you know, when I was growing up, I had this brother that my mother never really seemed to give any limits to. And I have to learn about how to give limits to this cute one because I want him to know that he needs to live in a world with limits. And you can come out and you say, "Well, you know, I don't know very much about that. You were brought up in a very strict place where the limits were too much." This is how parents come together. We merge two things.
From what I heard, I don't have no crystal ball. But from what I've heard, they using Africans for target practice in New York City. 41 shots. Only 19 hit them. They need to take some more target practice. Put a broomstick up a man, wrecked them. I say wrecked them, they nearly killed them.
Single electron.
Where the limits were too much. This is how parents come together. We merge two things. And so now, what's going to be for this one? Because you know deep down that what you ask him to do is going to be the outcome of the best you know.
Centuries of this era, the number of conversions to Judaism increased. the ground was laid for an upheaval in the beliefs of the Western world.
Well, I think the mediator is ultimately going to be the Congress down the road.
Single electron.
Huh? Look, I hear the high heels sneaking up behind me, people, so I'm gonna get out of here. But before I do, I want to share something with you on the QT. Let me tell y'all something. 10 times in the last 3 weeks, one of my staff workers has been approached by the FBI. FBI wrote a little note, attached it to a $50 bill, put it on the windshield of my staff worker's car. The note said, there's plenty more where this come from.
A longish sort of song, but definitely couched in South Indian traditional Carnatic style.
And they came up with their conclusions, which said no restrictions on cryptography in the U.S. The benefits of cryptography far outweigh the costs, you know, the risks of difficulty for law enforcement.
welcome as you seek. Seeking. You have always sought. In this lifetime and in so many others. But in this lifetime you have always sought. And for a time, once upon a time, for a time that seeking was fraught with fear and born of crises. For a time, that seeking often left you wanting, having missed opportunities. That seeking too often left you feeling frustrated, feeling distant, feeling separate, abandoned even, feeling alienated. And your spirituality seemed foreign and distant and alien as well. Even as you sought and continued to seek, there was that time when it would have been so easy to stop. But that seeking fraught with fear, born of crisis, leaving you more often than you'd like, feeling distant and alienated, separated, feeling lost. The crisis of humanity became too much your personal crises of dignity, of character, of vision and vitality. And even as you sought help, sometimes desperately sought help, too often the patterns of the past and the patterns of pain repeated themselves over and over and over again, leaving you too often faced with delusion, depression, despair. Kept seeking, even so. There was a time when in all that you were doing, it seemed that you had come to these dead ends, these roadblocks, these obstacles, too big, too heavy, too many to cross. And where others would turn to the doom and gloom, others would become lost in their depressions or their despairs or delusions. Even at those times that seemed as dead ends, you kept seeking. You would see others around you, those you knew, those you cared about, even those you loved, abandoning their seeking, abandoning their search, feeling totally cut off, feeling totally alienated, giving up. And even as those around you did so, seemed to fall away, as friends or acquaintances, you did not give up. Dead ends notwithstanding, the temptation of alienation notwithstanding, you stood, sometimes very alone, sometimes feeling very lost, still seeking. And in it all and out of it all, somewhere in the midst of it, you realized that you could take responsibility and become accountable. You realize that you could change reality. That if you were creating this reality, then you could change this reality. And you began to learn about responsibility and accountability, about power and strength and talent, and about empowerment. magician. You could change reality. You could change it in accordance and compliance with your will. And maybe your imagination and maybe your love. And you developed your, well, a few skills and then a few more and honed your craft. Becoming masterful with your magic. A particular magic, a unique magic. A magic that was art. There once was a time that you sought and your seeking was fraught with fear, pregnant with crisis. And you changed and you grew beyond trying to get what you needed and what you wanted. You began to grow and change. Becoming magician, masterful at the art of your magic, that itself is art. And you still seek. Even now, you seek. But your reality is very different now. You seek. As you are a magician, you work magic. And your magic deepens. And miracles flow. Yes, still along the avenues of human tragedy, but more. Beginning to flow more and more along the avenues of human dignity. Creating a map, creating a way that others, when they're ready, might follow.
Long at all before little hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up, and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken, and the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy.
Yeah, I got to know Chilly later. Just yesterday, my same staff worker was approached face-to-face in the broad daylight by the FBI. The FBI agent said to my staff worker that they would pay to my staff worker a certified check for $20,000 if my staff worker would just tell the FBI anything about me or about the Black Panther Party. Why? Because we're in the system now. We're not a threat any longer. We're up in the penthouse now, so they want to protect me. Federal Bureau of Investigation won't pay $20,000 for the privilege of protecting Huey P. Newton. It's crazy, isn't it? Well, you tell people about this FBI stuff, they think you're just being paranoid. But let me tell you something, people. I've been followed to the grocery store, the barbershop, the donut shop. Whenever they train me in my automobile, it is always bumper to bumper. And I'm getting to the point where I'm saying this late in the 20th century, the man should have been able to develop his technology to the point where he can just have a little satellite up there on top of the Golden Gate Bridge, beam it down on me, save everybody a lot of trouble. You know?
Of the first century, a man called Jesus, said to be from Nazareth, began his preaching here on these shores of the Sea of Galilee. This synagogue at Capernaum was built perhaps on the ruins of the one where Jesus told his parables, as he sought a following amongst the major Jewish centers in Galilee. Those who followed the teachings of Jesus were known among other Jews as Nazarenes. In the beginning, the Nazarene sect was completely Jewish. As a noted scholar has commented,
its earliest adherents were synagogue-going Jews or synagogue-going Gentiles. Apart from their belief in Jesus as the Messiah, there was nothing to distinguish them from their fellow congregants in the synagogue. Their ethics were Jewish. Their Messiah was a Jew. All their leaders were Jews. The temple in Jerusalem was still the center of their worship.
The Nazarenes were one among many Jewish sects whose fervent beliefs agitated the land of Judea in those years. But their influence was to reach far beyond the limits of this small land.
I am a Jew, born at Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in Jerusalem and educated according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers.
These are the words of Saul, better known to history as Saint Paul the Apostle. He and others of his group carried the message of Jesus to the cities of Greece and Asia Minor, and to Rome. In the thousands of miles of traveling, Paul visited Jewish communities, tirelessly spreading the message of the Messiah who had come. From Antioch to Thessalonica, from Corinth to the great port city of Ephesus in what is now Turkey.
than your spirituality. Always a relationship, however poor, however bad, however painful. Your spirituality, always a relationship, has grown, has matured, has become a partnership.
Please, Artie.
Why don't you talk to him? He's your friend.
Because...
You want me to talk to him? Sure, I'll talk to him.
Thank you.
It's the U.S. Congress that's going to be the mediator. It may be that the U.S. Congress will be the mediator, and it may be that the international sales of cryptography by companies outside the U.S. will make the point moot, and whatever the U.S. Congress chooses to do will be too late.
Sort of in the winter, I guess, the fall or the winter 1940, some of the young kids started to disappear. Nobody knew anything about why they were disappearing.
With God, God is all that is, and a partnership in the complexity of you.
Progress, the cost of the fabrication plant to build it in the first place becomes the GNP of the planet, so you can't even build it anyway. This isn't a statement that it's going to be hard to make any further improvement. It's just the observation that we're heading up to fundamental physical limits. Electron. Rate of current progress, and at the rate of current progress,
single electron.
Sure, there are still fears. Sure, there are still crises in your reality and in the world around you. But more often now, those fears are teachers and allies, pointing you to where lies your creativity, your imagination, where lies your dreams, pointing you to where you can find that rare and precious love, that unclaimed love, the fuel for miracles. And your crises, more and more events, spiritual events. The constricting crises, yes, but they have been transformed more and more into spiritual events and positive crises, expansive crises, likewise spiritual events. And now, in the seeking of help, for you are not alone, never need you be alone, never again. In seeking of help, you now claim and demand, by the right, by the power and strength of your right as magician, as masterful magician. And you replace the potentials of depression, delusion, despair, with enlightenment, with grace, with elegance, with presence, awake, exploring, achieving, etc. Yes, there are still fears. Yes, there are still crises. But they are teachers and allies. They are spiritual events. And the asking for help is something you claim and demand and then ask for the loving and healing to manifest your claims, to manifest your demands. Enlightened, elegant, with presence. And more often than not, you meet the challenges of fear, the challenges of crisis, the challenges of receiving help and of growing and changing. You respond to those challenges.
The fabrication plant to build it in the first place becomes the GNP of the planet.
People then associate with Linux is not just the kernel that I'm working on, but all the paraphernalia that goes along with it, the user interfaces, the compilers, the technical programs, and also
build it anyway. This isn't the statement that it's going to be hard to make any further improvement. It's just the observation that we're heading up to fundamental physical limits. And so if you want to go any further than that, you have to leave this notion that computers are universal and you don't have to think about the physical system. You have to think more about how nature knows how to manipulate information. And one of the most exciting things we've run into there is a notion of using quantum mechanics to compute. So rather than use a $1 billion factory to make the chip, we started wondering, could we just use natural materials to do the computing? And in doing that, we discovered a way to make quantum computers. So we made a simple computer that could unlock a small padlock in effect, but the computer was a tube of chloroform. And the way this computer works is it's just a liquid, and we send a radio pulse into the liquid, and then we listen to a radio pulse coming back. And the way it gets transformed represents a computation done by the fluid. And not only that, but it's a new kind of much more powerful computation. So what's so interesting about this is it lets us access quantum mechanics to compute, but even better, the computer is essentially free. It costs pennies for the materials. For years, people have talked about nanotechnology and molecular machines, and it turns out we're surrounded by the means to compute. Nature already knows how to do it if you ask the right question, if you start to think in terms of what nature knows how to do rather than this constricting digital model.
Office suites and graphical programs that people to associate with.
Nature already knows how to do it. Constructing digital model.
And so then. It creates a lot of interesting paradoxes because, you see, you have to really lose successfully in order to get the $100. You have to be the best loser in order to get the $100 every month. No. But I tell you, when they get that $100 and that Loser of the Month award, it really blows their mind. It's up to them. So then it would be fantastic if we could really get people to play with money as a game. Still another purpose, and to get everybody playing instead of taking it so seriously. Still another purpose of this consultation is to set up this educational system as a game with real cash exchange so that it becomes a real money game. The basis of this game is the realization that reading this information produces real value and some real learning, but that it must be read and discussed over and over to master the principles. In other words, after you've read this information once, negotiated the price, and paid the person who is consulting you, you may have other people read it to you. Or you can go back and read it to the person again and pay him again. If you have at least one new person read this document to you each day, you will spread it successfully. Have fun negotiating with each person that reads it to you and develop a successful business consciousness. See, if you get into the spirit of it, then what you could do is, like if you had 5 or 10 friends, you could take turns reading it to each other. And if you're applying the information between readings, which you can't help do, once you learn it, then it's fun to find out how much you pay each other. I mean, the fact is that you might read it to a person and pay him $10 the first time, and then 2 weeks later, you might get together with that same person and read it to him again and be able to pay him $100. And so then when you have a continuing relationship with the people that you're playing with, then you get to see that it's working, and you get the reinforcement. Or people become more and more depressed because it's not working. And then you get to handle each other's depression. It's pretty difficult actually to read through this consultation without getting high off it. And the fact is that you just have to go back and read it one more time. And in fact, I put a note at the end here which says that getting depressed, so you have a tendency to get high off of new ideas and great ideas, and that high only lasts a certain point, and then you get depressed. And what the depression actually means is that you're mastering the idea. But if you don't know that that's how the mind works, then you might get trapped in your depression. And what you need to go back is, if you go back and you reread the consultation, then you'll notice that it's a lot easier for you to understand, and that there is at least twice as many ideas in there that you didn't notice the first 10 times that you read it. And you'll keep getting high until pretty soon you master it, and eventually you have so much cash that you can never get depressed about money again.
1939, Man Ray would return to a Paris fearful of the conflict to come.
Constructing digital model.
And at some point, when the few of them who were here, astronauts who were turned to the job of toil in the mines, mutinied. A Sumerian text describes very vividly the mutiny. Any of your listeners who have access to ancient literature may look up the so-called epical myth of Atrahasis. And in the course of the mutiny, the chief scientist, his name was Enki, said, I have a solution. Let us create a Lulu Amelu, a primitive worker. And when the others questioned him, said, how can you create a new being? He said, oh no, the being that we need already exists. All we have to do is put our genetic mark on it.
FBI. And I'm getting to the point where I'm saying this is like my running joke. My running joke at this point in time is I would love to reverse the evolutionary process and get my tail back, and then at least I know it's following me. What's that? Oh, that's your tail, Huey. Okay, cool. I thought it was the FBI. What's that? Oh, that's your tail, Huey. Okay, cool. I thought it was CIA. What's that? Oh, that's your tail, Huey. Okay, cool. I thought it was Ronald Reagan. Smelled just like him. Look, I am not paranoid, people. I am not paranoid. I am not paranoid. I'm bored.
Both.
Nature already knows how to do it.
I know you can say no, but I'm asking you anyway, out of the memory of what we had together. Forgive me. Too lonely, Jack.
Nature already knows how to do it.
And out to the world to replace the 200 million internal combustion engines in America.
She's talking, she doesn't want to stay home. So I would say about $1,000, $1,500 is about the best I could give her a year to go away to college.
Mm-hmm. You're working on, along these lines, is the shoe computer, really.
Political phenomena are standard to a democratic government, should we be disturbed about them today? The answer lies not in the fear of kooks or demagogues themselves, but in their current respectability. Never in our history have we paid so much attention to so many odd characters. 25 years ago, the tragicomic antics of such societal misfits would have brought the establishment running after them with butterfly nets rather than television cameras. It's in this inordinate attention to the bizarre, this preoccupation with the dramatic, this rationalization of the ridiculous that we threaten the progress of our nation. I believe that physical confrontation cannot be a productive substitute for debate. I believe that men of goodwill and intent must sit down with each other to solve problems, not to act in the theater of public opinion.
Yeah. And you think, and I'm getting to the point where I'm saying this is like my running joke. My running joke at this point in time is I would love to reverse the evolutionary process and get my tail back, and then at least I know what's following me. What's that? Or the tail, he. Okay, cool. I thought it was the FBI. What's that? Or does your tail, okay, cool. I thought it was the FBI. Or the tail, okay, cool. I thought it was Ronald Reagan. Smelled just like him. I am not paranoid, people. I am not paranoid. I'm not paranoid, I'm bored. I'm bored, I'm B-O-R-E-D, I'm bored. I wish I could walk out on myself right now, I really do. I wish I was sitting up watching the NC2A highlight. 3 points for the nigger, $1 million for the network. Who got gang? Huh? And the boredom is just a little place I like to run and hide sometimes where maybe the pain is not too great. Because you know I got very much involved in alcohol, right? Cocaine, Valium, heroin. Cool cigarette. Now this is a slow murder of yourself, isn't it? Isn't it? It's like I'm sitting up here murdering myself to death, isn't it? Huh? It's like a
a reactionary suicide, isn't it?
Make this money we're giving away to the world.
The foreign aid. They're laughing at us. They're ramming it right down your throat.
Sure. Actually,
France,
that, foreign aid, that foreign aid business is, we put them on their
feet. Really giving money to the guys who are buying from the rich people, from the manufacturers over here. That's where the money's going. It's not just being given to them any other way. But the thing is, there's so much money being wasted.
Yes, W.H. Silvers. And what was he trying to do? What was his purpose? Yes, Adele?
He's trying to get Douglas Mayo working as a laborer as a candidate for the work to really value.
Yeah, well, he wanted higher wages. He wanted their 8-hour work there. But he tried to unite. This is an important thing about this union. He tried to unite all labor unions of the country into a federation membership. What on the horizon, or what existed that forced labor to turn to collective bargaining? What was there a lack of?
Communication between workers.
Security, yes, communication, lack of security. Concern for the job. The important thing is this. Let's get to the beginnings. First of all, there was a lack of security. Second of all, there was a lack of communication. The attitude of the employees or the employers towards the employees with regard to working conditions, with regard to living conditions, with regard to wages, very little communication.
All right, we have evidently a great imbalance in American society.
I'm going to start the elevator. Here we go.
Massive undertaking that's going to take 10 or 20 years, and optimistically, that's the best.
The signs of impending war were everywhere.
I'm curious to hear what theories you might have for why the export license would have been rejected.
You'd have to give me a little bit more detail. I mean, was this, you're seeking an export license to sell?
They wanted to protect communications between their headquarters here in the U.S. and their worldwide shipping centers.
Paris, 1889. 100 years have passed since the French Revolution. To commemorate the anniversary, the French erected a structure that rose over the city. The Eiffel Tower was the tribute to science, to optimism, and to the future of mankind. Throughout Western Europe, the population was growing. Cities were expanding. The middle classes, secure in their power, enjoyed the benefits of a prosperous society. The new economy developed with astonishing speed. Industrial society produced more goods for more people than ever before in history. Great wealth was created, but also great social dislocations. Men who had once worked the land now worked machinery. Jobs were sporadic and uncertain. The wages were low, the hours long. Machines took away the livelihood of artisans and craftsmen. thousands who had prospered in the old economy were threatened by the new. The modern world seemed to bear down on them with implacable force.
Created his quintessential surrealist painting with an ironic title, Le Beau Temps, Fair Weather. This is my most representative work, Man Ray wrote, and the climax of my surrealist period. Le Beau Temps was the result of nightmares he had on the eve of war. Two fruit trees are sadly bare. The protecting wall is breached by cannon shot. The Harlequin is Man Ray himself. André Breton called him the man with the magic lantern head. He hesitates on the verge of crossing a bloody threshold into an unknown future world where, he hopes, a new romance awaits.
A rejection from Ace Publishing Company while staying with Neil Cassidy in California. In a letter to his friend, John Cleland Holmes, he poured out his frustrations.
What have I got? I'm 30 years old. Broke. My wife hates me and is trying to have me jailed. I have a daughter I'll never see. My own mother. After all this time of work and worry, is still working her ass off in a shoe shop. And I've not a cent in my pocket for a decent whore. God damn, son of a bitch, sometime I think the only thing that's ready to accept me is death. Nothing in life seems to want me or even remember me. You know how I feel about this lousy life. Lyric, epic novels aside, and all things, and my talent, if any, exists. I still know there's nothing but doom and despair on all sides waiting for everybody. And especially for me, who is all so alone. I'm the loneliest writer in America, and I'll tell you why. It's because I have written exactly 3 full-length novels since March 1951 or thereabouts, and not one is wanted now. Now. Now!
Seeking an export license to sell...
They wanted to protect communications between...
You love with character. With vision. And you love with vitality. And you give, not give up, give away, or even in exchange. But you give in an exalted way for the sheer joy of giving. You give that love to those you care about. From love to acquaintance you care about, and to your world, and to your world. And the more you give, that love, vibrant with dignity, character, vision, and vitality, the more there is to give.
Like Get Smart?
Shoes are very interesting as a platform for computing. When you say shoe computer, you smile and you think of poor Max holding his shoe up. Well, we bumped into just how interesting footwear are. So let's think about your shoes. You probably haven't thought about them much today. But you have them with you. You don't have to remember to carry your shoes around, unlike your laptop, which you've got to drag around in your briefcase. The second interesting aspect of shoes is power. When you walk, you put watts of energy in the ground, a lot of power. And my colleague Joe Paradiso has been developing shoe inserts that recover that.
That was exactly my interest in the condition. I mean, the screenplay was based on a short story that my younger brother was writing. And basically what fascinated me about the condition and about then writing the screenplay from it is that
a course, a trial and error of genetic engineering, trying to combine their genes with those of the hominids that already existed on Earth until finally a perfect model was achieved.
There are no more dead ends. There are no more dead ends.
Where fields of grass now lie, once there was a harbor crowded with ships. The road that once carried cartloads of produce to and from the docks now stands empty. It was in this place, about the year 53, that Paul made his home. For 3 months he taught in the synagogue. For 2 years he gathered followers among the Jews and among the Greeks who were sympathetic to Jewish teachings. This city, the second largest in the eastern Mediterranean, became a major center for the Nazarenes. Although his had been a Jewish sect, Paul welcomed new followers without having them convert to Judaism. By not imposing the Jewish laws, Paul made it easier for thousands in this center of commerce, artistry, and learning to turn to the worship of the one God. So many converts did he make in Ephesus and other cities that local citizens thought that their traditional gods were being abandoned.
If you do not consciously and in a total way now find new ways for you to teach him something you really want to. You want to teach him to respect limits, and you also at the same time want him to manifest his flowing of himself. You do the same. But how many times do parents say, I want my child to have something I didn't have, and then proceed to give the child exactly what they had?
You'll meet again someday. People who've been as close as we've been always meet again. I have no right to speak to you this way. I can't stop myself. The habit's so strong. Oh, my friend of all those shining years. Help me leave you.
Sure, sometimes there are obstacles. More often than not, your soul's way of telling you to change directions. But there are no more dead ends. There are worlds out there
waiting to be discovered, waiting to be explored. There are worlds out there waiting to be created. There's a new world, now destined to be birthed, to be born, through the midwifery of your magic. And you always will. And you love. And you always will. And the world is a better place because of you. A better place because of you matter. You are part of the equation. That those who are so sure there is no future did not count on. And yet you seek. How you go about seeking and growing is very different than it once was. Very different than what sadly is still too true for too many in your world. That you seek, it is your nature, it is your grace, it is a part of who you are. And you come this night seeking a particular kind of magic. Magic of divine union, seeking a oneness with God, Goddess, all that is, a oneness with God, a oneness with the Goddess, a oneness with love, so that you can truly know what it is to be loved, and truly know
the Master Race Frankenstein Radio controls the Brain Thoughts Broadcasting Radio, the EyeSight Television, the Frankenstein Earphone Radio, the Threshold Brainwash Radio, the latest New Skull Reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males.
Reason for that is that the power of the learning is stronger than the comfort of the new learning.
To welcome you into the fold.
Streams ultimately that'll come out of this medium.
And that
you know, it just being a district.
Any other thoughts on that?
The one thing about this end is going to be definite situations where we're going to
banner ad on there, and you know, every, I mean, pickle companies have websites, and you know.
But a problem is that as you try to do the newest and coolest stuff, how much of your audience is prepared for that? How much
load it and watch it? But beyond that, celebrities in my sight, you know, Sting and The Doors and Soundgarden, through contacts I had with the music industry and a scantily clad
discuss, we are pretty much agreed we don't want it in the game environment. It's
you know,
a sense of community, and I think that may be the heart of a new genre that will pop out of this, but a 2-hour feature film, which could be considered a video or...
Excited. Just like Ronald here, you know, like when he goes out, sometimes some of us who have been going off for years, you know, we go, if it was a long trip, we'd go to sleep and then wake up when we get close to the ship.
I count the blades of grass when I'm going out. I don't lose nothing. I don't sleep. I don't blink my eyes. I watch everything.
Nature already knows how to do it.
Now the word of God, he said, that goes out of my mouth. Turn with me back to Isaiah.
So now instead of carrying a power supply for your laptop, you just have to walk.
Surface Council.
What's this all about? Where's the war? The ruins? What's happened here?
Can't you guess?
The war.
There is no war. There hasn't been any war for 15 years.
No war? But the guns, the munitions, the...
We've been destroying them as fast as you sent them to the surface.
And the Asians?
Their robots have been destroying their arms also.
Why? How did this happen? What about those films of the destruction of San Francisco? What about those televised reports, the bombings, the slaughter?
Models.
Models?
We have a full-time division of A-class robots who do nothing but photograph the progress of the fictitious war using scale models. The entire destruction of San Francisco, which you witnessed on your televisors, took place on a tabletop.
Well, how did this come about?
Quite logically. You created us to pursue the war for you, while you human beings went below ground to survive. But before we could continue the war, it was necessary to analyze it, to determine its purpose. We did this.
And?
We found it had no purpose. Purpose.
Try to get them organized and give them these brothers a little help.
I think it's a great day. It's really rejoicing for me.
County Union and the
our head to the sole of our foot.
Do you think that the company has any possibility of breaking the strike?
Well, at this particular time, I don't think so. The show of strength on the part of our membership here and the general public around us in East Kentucky indicates to me that it isn't going to be easy, but we're going to be successful.
Do you have any idea how long this may go, and are you prepared to...
It's pretty hard to say how long it's going to go, but we're here to stay, as I said earlier.
Yeah, but my name is Sam, I'm a shuttle car driving man. Said my name is Sam, I'm a shuttle car driving man. With a six big wheels rolling, a 14-ton load, my never-ending bell I'm going rolling. Well, there's a pain I'll be of every part I play. But I'm going to work hard at it every day. That's all that's coming up to you. And I'll keep doing my dirty work underground. Yeah, but my name is Sam, I'm a shuttle car driving man. Said my name's Sam, I'm a shuttle car driving man. With six big wheels rolling, a 14-ton load.
Guilty of assault.
The videotape wasn't enough to convince a mostly white jury the officers were guilty. Within hours, there was madness in the streets.
I took a route home that kept me off the freeways. I went the back roads through the orange orchards and about halfway through that trip, I turned on the radio and listened to the live coverage from the helicopter reporter at Florence and Normandy. And I was, I'm just a Kansas boy. It's just like, oh my God, what is going on? And then I went home and I didn't sleep for probably three and a half days. I ruptured my bowels. I had diarrhea so bad I had to have emergency surgery at 8:30 one night. Watching this, it was just the work of sinister, diabolical predators.
Seven revenue streams ultimately that'll come out of this medium.
Objective detector. Your ego's not smart enough to figure that out. Yeah, your ego adheres to it. Your ego reminds you of it, certainly so, but it didn't invent it. It didn't create it, nor did your higher self. An objective detector gave you the dark law, drew the bottom line, and maintains, does the repairs to your dark matrix. Your dark matrix. Oh, you're knocking down a wall. Well, we'll fix that. It reminds you. Objects to love. All the messages. Don't love, don't love, don't love. Better not to love. Better be safe, better be safe. Don't love, don't risk, don't reach out, don't. All the objections to love. The objector, protector holds all the reasons why not. All the reasons why not. I can grow this way, that way. No, you can't, no, you can't. This is why not, this is why not. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. There's a whole herd of yeah, buts. Corrals ready to let them stampede. I could do this. And now you hear in the background the footsteps. What's that cloud of dust? It's a stampede of habits coming right at me. They very seldom come one at a time.
Yap it this, yap it this, yap it this, and then there's yap it, yap it, yap it, yap it. Oh, show up. Subject a protector that has them, all corralled, ready to be released. Hungry yabbits, ready to gobble you up. It maintains your dark matrix. It objects to them. It holds all the reasons why not. It's the one that fuels your self-doubt, your self-criticism, and serves with the ego to keep it all in place. It can be very destructive, very imprisoning, even with its goal of protecting you in all the wrong ways. And it also can object and protect very positively. It knows when you're still using your ego's disguises and still playing with your hidden agendas, when you are about to become self-destructive or sabotage yourself, when you're about to setting yourself up to punish yourself or to create disaster. Some people say the little voice they hear is their higher self. And we suppose push comes to shove, it could well be. But sometimes that little voice is the objective protector, objecting in an earnest and beautiful way of protecting. The objective protector has within its reservoir, within its resource, the particular protection you need for divine union. Power. The second player is your shadow. Your shadow self, both dark and light. The dark shadow, the shadow is not your enemy. Ego is your enemy. Shadow is not. Nor is your objective protector. Ego is your enemy. The shadow is not. For it holds the things you discarded, either in its dark or light expression, things that it knew you would need. Within your shadow, there is a particular expression of power that you will need on this quest. And your shadow knows. The third player
to the real world
is your passion stealer. Who better knows what a passion you need than the one who steals it from you? Passion stealers, trickster for some of you. For others, it's the outlaw or the outsider. For others, it's the judge. Some of you, it is your rage that consumes you. The rage you won't deal with, the rage you won't handle, the rage that you allow to putrefy into self-consumption. For others of you, it is what is archetypally called the mad woman. Regardless of gender, the mad woman archetypally represents that which destroys what it loves. Jeffrey Dahmer. Passion stealer was the mad woman who destroyed what he thought he loved. Others do it less dramatically, but the mad woman smothers, suffocates, or in some way kills what it loves or truly loves. For others of you, your passion stealer can be what we call the debt maker, the pawnbroker, the debt maker, the one that you've hocked your soul to, that follows you around everywhere demanding that you pay the debt, often never explaining what debt it is. The loan shark, perhaps more clearly. For others, it is the dark love, the obsessive, the addictive love. And for others, it could be the mysterious other that does not neatly fit into any of these categories, these archetypal, not archetype, but archetypal categories. The dream stealer, be it you with the trickster, or you with the judge, or you with a mad woman, or a dark love, martyrhood, pity, control. I give it up and try to pretend like, but clandestinely we meet. Clandestinely, I hold and treasure and love my pity. Shh, 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 don't let anybody know. For all the world to see, I'm cool, I'm together. But then late night, I slip out and meet with my martyr. And we spend the night in verbal intercourse of all the reasons why I'm misunderstood and unappreciated. And before the light of dawn, I sneak back into my reality. I'm unfaithful to the loves of my life with my dark love, be it pity, be it martyr, be it control, be it manipulation, be it whatever it may be. My passion stealer steals my passion. However much I may muster of it, the trickster, the outlaw, the judge, the rage that consumes the mad woman who crushes what I love. The debt collector who takes my passion as payment of a never-ending debt, of my dark love, of a mysterious other. Objector, protector, shadow, the passion stealer. And who holds the rightness? The fourth player. My nemesis. My personal nemesis. Not my enemy again. Ego's the enemy. Nemesis is the judge who wants to right the wrongs through retribution. But the goal is pure to right the wrongs. Who better can bestow rightness than the nemesis? And so the player, the nemesis, be that yourself, delusion, diluting yourself, devaluing, or be it self-hate, the self-abandoning, self-sabotaging, be it self-condemnation, the not good enough. And if good enough, then still not enough. Or the self-delusion, the arrogance of insignificance expressed through grandeur or through insignificance. These the nemeses
basic, core. Some of you try to right the wrongs in yourself through devaluing anything and everything you do. Others of you don't devalue it. You abandon or sabotage yourself and deny it. I'll right the wrongs through the retribution of abandoning myself, of sabotaging myself. Others of you through condemnation, condemning yourself as never good enough, never enough. Some of you seek this retribution to right the wrongs, whatever they are, undefined, to right the wrong. By deluding yourself. See, it's a plan. I'm going to become deluded. I'm going to become deluded in grandeur. I had this idea, and it'll make millions. It'll be this, and I'll get rich, and I'll become this, and I'll become that, and I'll save the world, and the whole, I'll be the, and I'm going to be, I'm all by myself. And of course, delusions of grandeur fail because they're not true. I had a dream last night, and God told me I am the most powerful, the most loving, the most magical person on the entire planet. I am not Jesus, but me. His favorite. It's all a plan to right the wrongs by retribution, by setting you up for the fall, setting yourself up for the fall. And if not through the delusions of grandeur, then through the delusions of insignificance, I am nothing, I don't matter at all, etc., etc. And the secret hope, the agenda in this circumstance behind such delusions, are to right the wrongs. That somehow if I am at sufferance of my delusion, I delude myself with grandeur and insignificance and survive it, that will somehow right the wrongs. That will be the retribution. I'll have paid the fine. I'll have served the term. Paid my debt to society, however. Nemesis, the corner there. They hold your nemesis, not they all together. Your nemesis holds the key to the rightness. The goodness of your magic. Your ego. Your ego is the messenger, remember? It delivers to you and carries from you. It is the conveyance. And when it's weak, yes, it is negative and destructive. Because it is arrested or because it is shamed, it sees you as the enemy. And its goal becomes to destroy you. Nemesis isn't trying to destroy you. Nemesis is trying to right the wrong. The passion stealers are not trying to destroy you. They're simply stealing your passion. Your shadow is not the enemy, though your ego will tell you that it is. But your ego always lies. Protector objector is not the enemy, though it can be very much an obstacle in your reality. The enemy is your negative ego, and it stands in position 5. When you can handle your negative ego, you can be liberated. And you know how to handle your negative ego. You can harness and transmute the negative ego's energy. And the stronger your negative ego is, the more energy there is to harness. Lucky you. The more harness there already is, the more elegant the harness it is. But your good magic, the goodness, rather, the goodness of your magic, the player is your ego. The ego I. Mostly negative, admittedly so, but still holds the key to release, to allow the goodness of your magic. The next player, the truth of self, the lesser and the more, coming together as one, the blending. Complexity, if you will. The evolution out of complexity of lesser and more. It's your lesser becoming the more, becoming one. Therein comes the truth of self. And lastly, the beauty of love. The beauty of love from the self-I. The goodness of magic from the ego-I. The beauty of love from the self-I. Your higher self and soul. Therein lies the beauty. They hold something of the beauty of your love. As the lesser and more hold something of the truth of self. As your negative ego, or as your ego I, often negative, hold something of your goodness, of your magic. Free of ego, the goodness of your magic shines brightly. Locked in ego, and the goodness of your magic shines dimly. Still goodness, but not as bright. The nemesis holds something of the rightness. The passion stealers, something of your passion that they've stolen now to give back. Your shadow, something of your power you threw away, that it is collected, it is holding for you. And something of protection, that's your objector, protector. Has the expertise and prowess to give to you. The progression of love, clear. You seek seven ingredients that when combined can lift you. And gift you with divine union. And there is magic in it. And there is magic in it. Let's take a break.